Okay, so tonight is Omar's birthday, and I decided it would be nice to cross something off my bucket list and something I know Omar has never done before, and go to the Whitney in Detroit and check out what is known as the most haunted restaurant in America and go have dinner. So I wasn't sure what to expect because I did some reviews and the food reviews were mixed. Everybody said the place was gorgeous, the experience was great, but the food was mixed. Some people said that it was underwhelming. Some people said it was the best food of their life. So I went with very low expectations, but I thought it would be a good experience, so I thought it was something we needed to do. So we set off tonight to go to the Whitney, and so we showed up. The place is gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Would you agree?
Oh, unbelievable! It's like a museum.
Yeah, it's definitely like a museum. Like a, okay, geez, it's almost like a Motown castle. I mean, for lack of a better term, it's a beautiful home. It's 21,000 square feet. The history of it alone is amazing. We decided at the end of our evening to take a tour of the place by the tour guide, who is a historian. He gives tours of the facilities on the weekends and gave us a really in-depth tour of all the rooms and all the facility. But back to the dinner. So we started off where immediately I made reservations online. Let me start saying I made reservations through Whitney's website. And I was a little hesitant, you know, because you have this special birthday dinner thing. And let me tell you, they give you free prime rib for your birthday, which is like the biggest piece of prime rib I think I've ever eaten in my life for free for your birthday. You just have to be on your birthday. They actually ask you for your ID, which they never even did.
No, they didn't.
They just trusted us that it was our birthday. And we showed up and we said it was our anniversary and our birthday. And not only did they know that when they checked us in and said, happy birthday, Omar, and happy anniversary to both of you, they sat us down. And by the time we got to the third floor, they knew exactly who we were. They sat us down. They knew what we were celebrating. I mean, they were on point with understanding the significance of our celebrations and making it seem special. They sat us down. Our server was India.
Her name was India. Very nice young lady. She offered us some cocktails, and we started the evening off. Jen had what's called the witching hour, which is not something that I would normally drink, but she thoroughly enjoyed it. I'll let her describe that to you.
Well, they said it was some sort of like a white orchid vodka. I'll have to double check that. But it also had like limoncello. Am I saying that right?
Limoncello, yes.
Limoncello and raspberry liqueur and lemon juice. And my first drink, although it was delicious, it had like a sugar rim martini. It was delicious, but it was a little warm. But it was layered, so you had like a raspberry red layer on the bottom and a yellow kind of lemon layer on top with a sugar rim. It was really tasty, but again, it was a little warm. The second drink I ordered, the same one, I asked him to chill it more, and that one was a lot better. Yours was, I keep forgetting. Was it we're doing terrible tonight.
It was called Spoonful.
A Spoonful, like the Lovin' Spoonful, that's right.
And it was kind of like an old-fashioned. It was very, very good. It wasn't great. It was a very good, hearty man's drink. I enjoyed it a lot.
So, anywho, I ordered Omar's birthday dinner. I ate Omar's birthday dinner. So, I had the prime rib, which came with mashed potatoes and asparagus. The prime rib was, like I said, the largest piece of prime rib I've ever seen in my life. But it was sitting on top of the mashed potatoes with asparagus kind of tucked underneath. And I think they were going for the presentation of, wow, look at this giant piece of meat, which was what the presentation actually did, was it came to the table and you're like, wow, look at this giant piece of meat. But what that does is you put your rare prime rib on top of the mashed potatoes, it kind of makes those mashed potatoes just kind of like a bloodied mess of mashed potatoes. That was probably my only complaint of the night. But the prime rib was delicious. It was cooked to perfection. It came with a creamy horseradish, which was really spicy. It wasn't your typical benign kind of watered down horsey sauce. It was a really powerful, you could tell they made it themselves, with a nice punch of fresh horseradish. The au jus was so flavorful and so rich without too much salt, because too much salt in an au jus just kind of kills the meal. The asparagus was asparagus. Although I'll eat asparagus, I'm so not a fan. It's just, asparagus is asparagus. So it's grilled asparagus. Woo! Grilled asparagus. I'm kind of jumping ahead. We started the meal with Caesar salads.
Right, we did.
So our Caesar salads, I'll let Omar talk about.
Well, the Caesar salad, you know, they offer you to have anchovies upon request. And Jen, not being an anchovy lover such as myself, I opted for the anchovies, and I even took her anchovies. Now, the Caesar salad, presentation-wise, very good. I like the nice, big slices of cheese that go on it. The dressing itself was not very Caesar-y, if that's indeed a term. It was not nearly as creamy as and or tangy as you'd normally expect from a Caesar salad.
More vinegary.
Yeah. It was tasty, but it just didn't taste like a Caesar salad. Now, the anchovies, again, I asked for extra. Anchovies were good, but not great. These were the white anchovies. White anchovies tend to be a whole lot milder. And for all you fish heads out there, LOL, they don't have the same flavor as your normal standard anchovies. So the salad was good, just not great.
But the salad was also served with this giant Parmesan crisp, or tulle, or...
Twill, I think it's called, yes.
Whatevs. It was a giant piece of, like, fried Parmesan crisp. It was delicious. The Parmesan crisp was the size of a dinner plate.
Yeah.
And it was very tasty.
It was.
And then after that, they brought us a little amuse-bouche.
Yes.
Which was a tiny cube of watermelon with goat cheese and balsamic, which, upon first glance, looked a little odd. But we were willing to try. And it was actually really good. The goat cheese was very mild, which is surprising. Normally, I'm not a goat cheese fan, but that was really good. And the combination of the three flavors together, the balsamic and the goat cheese and the sweetness of the watermelon, they kind of played off each other, and it was a nice little, perfect bite.
Very, very
So
good.
We compliment the chef on that nice little amuse-bouche. And then, we had, the most delightful, delectable piece of bread that was ever brought to us in the history of man, I think.
Yes, so, it was unbelievable.
It was the most perfect slice of probably like a French bread,
yeah.
Nice crusty French bread that was not only just grilled in butter, but grilled in butter and Parmesan on one side, and the other side grilled in butter with just extra Parmesan melting on. So it was like that, it was like the Parmesan crisp twill. It was like the Parmesan twill on top of the best piece of bread you've ever had.
Yeah.
And those simple flavors alone was, oh my gosh,
it was magnificent.
We decided we could just eat that bread.
Yeah.
And just have bread and be happy for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, that was amazing, that piece. And then our dinners came.
Yeah, and I've already told you about the prime rib.
She already told you about the prime rib.
Delicious, blah, blah,
but
blah. Bloody mashed potatoes.
No, but she's undercutting how gorgeous that piece of meat was. It was a picturesque piece of beef. That is the way prime rib is designed to look. Big, hearty, and medium rare at the very most. Please don't overcook your beef. Medium rare. It was fantastic. I had a piece of it. The crust on it was exactly that. Crusty, nice, and very herbaceous, delicious. Now.
Yeah, and when a slice of beef not only makes your mouth drool and your stomach start to groan for it, but your nether regions start to tingle as well, you know it's a beautiful piece of beef.
Indeed. Now, No, I had beef Wellington. That was also served with a couple of glazed carrots. The carrots were good. Al dente, very tasty. I've never had beef Wellington before. I've always wanted to try it. If beef Wellington, as you know, is usually a piece of tenderloin that has had a mushroom mixture glazed upon it, or not glazed, but actually spread upon it, and then that's all packed in a puff pastry. Very delicious. It was a very good piece of meat. However, I must say, if you're going to go there, order the prime rib. That was phenomenal. The beef Wellington, I'd give it an A, but the prime rib is an A++. Fantastic. Fantastic meal.
And then the sides.
Oh, I forgot about the sides. Thank you. The sides, I ordered the sides of mushrooms that were cooked in a cream shallot sauce. Unbelievable how good that is. I happen to love mushrooms. I think they're fantastic, and these were great. Also, a jalapeno-flavored cream corn with bacon. How can you go wrong? Everybody loves corn. Everybody loves bacon. And you throw in a jalapeno to give you that spice. It's absolutely amazing. And then there was the loaded mashed potatoes, correct?
OMG.
Yeah. I mean, just think about it. It's loaded mashed potatoes. You can't go wrong. Bacon, chive, cheddar, sour cream. Throw it all in there.
And the mashed potatoes were cooked. They were made perfectly. So they weren't gummy.
No.
They were fluffy. They were delicious. And in abundance. There was a lot of it.
Yeah. We came there thinking that their portion size was going to be very small. But we left. We left with just as much food.
A whole meal almost.
Yeah. We have a whole meal coming home.
Yeah, and we really thought the free prime rib was going to be so tiny that we would be starving after, and that the Wellington was going to be so tiny that we'd never be able to get enough to eat. But there was so much food there.
Yeah.
And our waitress, I mean, she was okay. I mean, she wasn't she seemed a little silly, you know, like, we ordered two more. We meant drinks. She said, two more Caesar salads? We're like, Not so much another salad, but maybe another drink. She's like, oh, that makes more sense. But she was nice.
Yeah.
The guy who sat us, who never introduced himself, I'm sorry we didn't get his name, he was so nice. He knew all about us. He sat us down, kept coming over, making sure it was okay. Checked on us a few times.
Yep.
And then after we were done eating, we went into the Ghost Bar, and we had a cocktail in the Ghost Bar. And I went to use the restroom and was surprised at how gorgeous the restroom was. I mean, you walk in and it was like you were in Marie Antoinette's sitting room. It was so beautiful with this beautiful furniture, this antique furniture. It looked like I just stepped back in time into the late 1800s, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. And then we decided to take the tour. Like I said, they had free tours there, so after dinner, we decided to take the tour, which wound up being, it was probably maybe 45 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes.
About a half hour, yeah.
It was quite long. It was longer than we expected, but the tour was very interesting, and Jim, the tour guide, was very nice. And all in all, the experience was just incredible. I mean, we had such a good time. I mean, the place historically was just breathtaking.
Absolutely.
And the food was amazing.
Yeah.
And it was kind of fun with these drinking out of these really old rock glasses, like you felt like you were at your grandma's house. And I don't know, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, we both highly recommend it. If you want something different and fun, enjoyable, with good food, and you're not in a hurry, definitely check out the Whitney.
Yeah,
now,
for sure.
You know, you're gonna have to park there. They have a valet service. It's quite pricey at $10, but, you know, what's your alternative? You have to park on Woodward Avenue? No, just take the valet and you'll be fine. But we highly recommend it.
Or like parking in a structure in Detroit, you're going to spend $20, $30 anyway, so.
And then have to walk.
Yeah, so you might as well just valet. And super safe, very nice, and, you know, the area right there in Woodward is really built up, too. It's really getting quite nice. We just talked about, you know, the parts of Detroit that are really building up and becoming really nice, and some of the parts that are still not so nice, and this is definitely one of those places that you can go to and feel comfortable and feel safe, and we highly recommend going.
Absolutely.
We give it, what, like 9 out of 10 forks up?
Woo-hoo! Indeed.